The race to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss has begun. Truss served just 45 days in office before announcing her resignation this morning. That's after lawmakers and her Conservative Party lost confidence in her. For more on another head-turning day in British politics, we have NPR's London correspondent Frank Langfitt. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sasha.
Frank, this happened extremely quickly, but it also felt inevitable in recent
days.
It did. Why couldn't Liz Truss last?
Yeah, well, I think the problem was this. You know, as we've talked before about this, she tried to kickstart the economy here with tax cuts for corporations and the rich, but without actually reducing public spending. And this is a time where inflation is about 10% here, rising energy costs. And this spooked the financial markets. It crashed the pound. And she never could really recover. And last night in Parliament, they had a vote that just became chaotic. It became really clear lawmakers here, they're scared for their jobs in the next election. And they told her, you know, you got to go.
And because she has gone, there's now a coming leadership race. What does that look like and how long will it take?
Well, the Tories want to do this as fast as possible, Sasha. And the way it's going to work is you got to get the backing of at least 100 Tory lawmakers by Monday afternoon to make the ballot. Now, mathematically, that means only 3 can make the cut. If it's just 2 people, that's going to go to the national membership of the party for an online vote by October 28th. And if it's just 1 person who reaches that threshold, they become prime minister.
Any big names in British politics running yet?
We're waiting to see. You know, the bookmakers here, they like Rishi Sunak. He's the former Chancellor of the Exchequer. He lost trust the last time around. And what's really fascinating about him is he was against this sort of economic policy, these tax cuts. And when the markets rebelled against Truss's plan, she actually had to adopt his plan. Now, there are also some allies of Boris Johnson, the former prime minister. They're talking about bringing him back. But Sasha, I think that would create enormous opposition.
And Liz Truss is the 4th prime minister to resign since the 2016 Brexit vote. It's as if 10 Downing Street has become a revolving door. Is Brexit to blame for this?
In the beginning, yes, but it's more complicated. You know, what's interesting about the United Kingdom is it used to be known very much for stable, dependable governance. Brexit did really change that. And it highlighted a couple of things. The country was incredibly polarized, and the Tory party itself was so polarized it became almost ungovernable. You might remember Theresa May, the former prime minister, she tried to push Brexit through Parliament, but her own right-wing populace in her own party, they fought her on that. She ended up losing her job. Johnson's downfall was different. You know, basically, if you remember last summer, he was forced out for lying about government parties during COVID lockdown.
So much turmoil. Beyond politics, is there anything deeper driving this?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. There's a tendency of some Tory leaders, particularly Johnson and Truss, to, as analysts here see it, just promise things they can't deliver. I was talking to a guy named Tim Bale. He teaches politics at Queen Mary University of London, and this is what he said.
Each of them is essentially telling their party and the country that it can, to use Boris Johnson's phrase, have its cake and eat it too, only to discover, surprise, surprise, when they enter number 10, that it can't.
Frank, what does all this turnover say about the state of Britain's political system?
Well, I mean, one problem is the party leadership system, how they choose their leaders. What happens here is the Tory membership makes the ultimate decision. Now, they tend to be whiter, older, maybe wealthier, and certainly more conservative than the rest of the British population. They're the same kind of people who look at Johnson, they like his charisma, humor, and cheerleading patriotism. But they also were willing to overlook his personal flaws. And in the case of Truss, you know, they were very happy with the idea of tax cuts. Patrick Dunleavy, he's an emeritus professor of politics at the London School of Economics. And this is how he sees it.
The final decisive voice in who gets to be leader are the party members. And they are not very well informed or critical as an electorate, so that they've chosen badly, really, with Boris Johnson and with Liz Truss.
Frank, this is obviously very serious business, but the Brits are known for an absurd sense of political humor. So what have they been doing to try to lighten up the mood?
Well, you're right. This has been exhausting for people, but there's one tabloid here that's been running a streaming video of a picture of Truss and a head of lettuce asking which would wilt first. And of course, as we now know, the lettuce won.
The lettuce won. That's NPR's London correspondent, Frank Langfitt. Frank, thank you.
Great to talk, Sasha.